Welcome to Side B of Rockin' Around the Track, this edition. My name is Neil Grant. I'm in South San Francisco, California, which is not to be confused with the city of San Francisco. Let's get that out of the way. That's first. Second, thank you to the proprietors of this particular situation, Roger and Marilyn Smith, for letting me do a Side B. They're very gracious in seeking out people to do thematic Side Bs for them, and I'm happy to rise to the occasion. Thirdly, since this is going to be a winter tape, I assume, recording this in advance, that Marilyn will be putting all sorts of Christmas music on Side A, or I could be wrong, I don't know. But anyway, on Side B, I'd like to take a slightly different tack toward the subject of Christmas music. I suspect that Christmas music always remains fresh because we only really hear it once a year. But to be honest, there's only so many ways that you can sing Jingle Bells or Silent Night or any of the other traditional tunes that we associate with the season. And there are some artists, at least here in the Bay Area, that don't even see the light of the airwaves except at Christmas time. I'm talking about people like the Carpenters, who contributed their bit to the Christmas catalog, but you never hear them the rest of the year, at least not in the stations that are out here, seemingly. So what I'd like to do is we're going to hear Christmas music that is very exceedingly rare. I mean exceedingly rare. I doubt very much if maybe the most fanatical music collectors among you have any of this. I've made it my business to collect different Christmas tunes throughout my years of my recording hobby. Either different tunes that you've never heard, or really different renditions of tunes that you have. And that's what we're going to open the side of the tape with. Two very rare renditions. One's a different take on Jingle Bells. The other one is probably something unfamiliar to most of you. We're going to open up with that tune by Doc Watson. I got it down on tape in the 70s. Off of AM radio, and have lovingly transferred it from tape to tape to tape in the succeeding years. It's now found a home on a recordable CD, where, of course, it will be preserved for a long time to come. It's a tune called Newborn King. I've never heard it anywhere. I haven't heard it since I got it down on tape. The second one is from a Capitol 78, which will explain the scratches. It's by Les Paul and Mary Ford. It's called Jungle Bells, yes, Jungle Bells, parenthesis, Dingo Dongo Day. Two exceedingly rare recordings we're going to open up, Side B of this edition of Rockin' Round the Track.
There was a sign in Bethlehem, over a barn a star shone down, and by that sign the wise men knew the Son of God would soon be born. The Virgin Mary had one son. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to the newborn King. Mary, what you gonna call that pretty little baby? Oh, that pretty little baby. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to the newborn King. Some call him one thing, I think I'll call him Manuel. Oh, I think I'll call him Manuel. My pretty little baby, glory be to the newborn King. The Virgin Mary had one son. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory be to the newborn King. Thank you. Mary, what you gonna call that pretty little baby? Glory, hallelujah, glory be to the newborn King. Some call him David, I think I'll call him Jesus. Oh, oh, I think I'll call him Jesus. My pretty little baby, glory be to the newborn King. Glory be to the newborn King.
Christmas presents come to everybody everywhere. Even jungle animals are sure to get their share. Jungle bells, jungle bells, dingle dongle day. The animal Santa Claus is coming on his elephant sleigh. Dingle dongle, dingle day, dingling a dongle day. You got an alligator bag for the crocodile's maw, a peppermint stick for the zebra's paw, a big nut crack for the little chipmunk, and it carries them all in the elephant's trunk. Dingle dongle, dingle day, dingling a dongle day. You got a pogo stick for the kangaroo, electric twins for a monkey too, a bottle of perfume for the lonely skunk, and it carries them all in the elephant's trunk. Dingle, dongle, dingle day, dingling, dongle day. Jungle bells, dingle, dongle day. The animal Santa Claus is coming on his elephant sleigh. Dingle, dongle, dingle day, dingling, dongle day. You got a raccoon coat for a teddy bear to wear, a sweater for a camel made of camel hair, girdle for the hippo, and that's no bunk, and it carries them all in the elephant's trunk. Dingle, dongle, dingle day, dingling a dongle day. You got a dozen pair of shoes for a caterpillar's feet, an ice cream mountain for the polar bear to eat, for the little billy goat assorted junk, and it carries them all in the elephant's trunk. Dingle, dongle, dingle day, dingling a dongle day.
Yes, that should tell you what direction we're going to go with this. And let me get this out of the way real quick. If the idea presented on Side B of this edition of Rockin' Round the Track appeals to you, and you would like to hear more of my unusual Christmas music, rated G, of course, please get in touch with Marilyn, and she will give you my address that you can contact me at. Or if you want to do it online, I'm at nrgrant@yahoo.com, and we can go from there. I only have 45 minutes of tape to do this, so we won't be able to cover everything, but we will try and pique your interest. And speaking of piquing your interest, we are going to include renditions, not only domestic, but from other places. So we're going to play two more selections right here, and then we'll tell you a little bit about them. Now, before you run off too far away, let me explain myself. The first one, of course, was Sleigh Ride. That was from an album called Snoopy's Christmas. And I don't have the artist information, but those were definitely toy instruments that were played. Nothing but toy. What's remarkable about it is the toy instruments generally do not have a very large dynamic range or note range to them. And yet you can do something as recognizable as Sleigh Ride and have it sound very novel. The second selection was by the Oriental Echo Ensemble from an album that is titled, as you might expect, Chungking Christmas. And that, of course, was Santa Claus is Coming to Town. And before you run away too far, I must tell you that the musical concept for this group was by a Scandinavian gentleman named Anders Nelson, 1L2S's. So Christmas is indeed a worldwide thing, just in case you had any doubt. Next, we're going to do two really short takes. First one is by the Harry Simeon Chorale, who did do a whole Christmas album or two, besides Little Drummer Boy, called Sing a Merry Christmas. And then the next one will be another exceedingly rare recording. I also got this one off of AM radio and haven't heard it since, called Christmas Lullaby by Cary Grant. And I sure would like to know the circumstances of this recording because it is exceedingly rare.
Joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree and a doll, a music box and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you, loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
This would probably be a good place to do some up-tempo stuff, and we do have some rare recordings here, too. The first one is a version of Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys. Well, we got to get back to rocking around the track. It's the single version, but it is a new stereo mix that was created in the 90s. There were a lot of Beach Boy recordings that were discovered in the 90s and subsequently re-engineered, remixed, and re-released. This one may have escaped your notice, however. It is the original song, Little Saint Nick, but it's a new stereo mix. And then the next selection will be a take on Jingle Bells. This is one of those selections where the arrangement is very distinctive and very different. It's by the Duke Ellington Orchestra, and the arrangement was done by his son, Mercer, who for many years led the Duke Ellington organization in its... his illustrious career of carrying on the Duke's legacy.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Christmas comes this time each year. Ooh, well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. No one. And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles, cause the snow really flies. And he's cruising every path with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Ooh, Merry Christmas.
Christmas comes this time each year.
Thank you.
Now, like any other holiday, Christmas has its share of funny stuff connected with it. And yes, I'm very well aware that the Bob Rivers Comedy Troupe is out there every year doing its Twisted Christmas thing, but that's not where we're going to go here. There's enough other silly stuff, but we don't have to go into that. We're going to do two silly selections here. First one is, from the 50s, I believe, by Gail Peavy, called I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. And then the next one is going to be off of an album recorded in the 90s. It was a Christmas album by essentially the Warner Brothers animated character stable, you know, Porky Pig, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny, all those quote-unquote people. Mel Blanc's son, Noel, has very fortunately stepped in to sort of take over the family franchise on doing the voices of these characters and does them well. I mean, look at who he grew up with. Does them very well. This particular selection will be the Christmas song, singing about chestnuts over an open fire, and Daffy Duck will do his particular take on this song for us.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says the hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Ah, carolers! Splendid! Let Daffy's holiday bash begin! Step right up and... Uh-huh. Gotta run, huh? Looks like I'll be spending Christmas Eve by myself. Huh. Well, no problemo. Let me share with you, Christmas eavesdroppers, some of the precious things I associate with Christmas whilst I spruce up this splendid Douglas fir.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Interesting. Doesn't smell like chestnuts. Yow! All right, wise guy. Who took the screen off this fireplace? Shall we take it from the top?
Chestnuts are roasting on an open fire. Jack
frost a-nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Thanks. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Are we quite finished with our little outburst sport? Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. Yes, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. You know, you haven't seen a mess till you've had flying reindeer on your roof, or two, or eight, or nine. And so, I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to, let me see, 92. Now, if you're over 40, lean in closer to the speaker. Although it's been said many times, many ways, like Feliz Navidad, Joyeux Noel, Merry Kalikamaka, etc., etc., etc. Merry Christmas to you, but especially me. Now let's see, one more bulb for old Tannenbaum here, and this tree will be perfect. Eesh.
Our last big block of music is going to be provided to us by the James Last Orchestra. Some of you are probably familiar with that name. He has conducted a lot of instrumental type albums over in Germany. And as a matter of fact, this comes from a cassette that I encountered at a White Elephant sale. He's contributed a lot of Christmas instrumentals too, although you probably don't know that he did them. We're going to do two of them. The first one is a medley of Come All Children, The Christmas Tree is the Prettiest Tree, and Ah, Ah, Ah. Those translations provided to me by my German correspondent. And then also by James Last will be Winter Forest Sleigh Ride, a very different kind of winter tune. I think it's very pretty. I think you'll like it too.
Thank you.
We just have time for one more selection, and you probably heard this selection last year if you were looking at the right program, but for those of you who didn't, this is by Haley Westenra. That's Westenra. She's from New Zealand, and probably does not get as much attention as Charlotte Church does, but really ought to. And this is a version of Ave Maria with English lyrics, which I think are quite apropos to the season. We cannot get through the season without this particular sentiment being expressed, and it really ought to be. So she will close out the tape, and again, I would like to thank the proprietors of this space for allowing me the privilege to share some of my rare Christmas music with you, and as I said, if you would like to hear more, please get in touch with me, and I got a lot of it to share with you. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, season's greetings, whichever it is that you're partial to, and we'll see you somewhere down the tape path.
You always stood.